They came across a couple of tracks by Smokey Dawson, old school. Take Me Back to Old Cancobin.
Wonderful song.
So they felt as though they should update and leave that alone. They were going to do the Life and Times of Jimmy Barnes, where there would be plenty of music. And Jimmy's on the sick list. I understand he's got a hip problem, which is agony.
It's been operated upon successfully.
Well, that makes me feel a bit more sanguine about suggesting, because there's so much to do with the life of Jimmy Barnes. You know,
born in Scotland,
came to Australia, lived in Elizabeth, found a band in Largs, the Largs Pier Hotel, 50th anniversary concert tour underway. People know it. Backstory enormous. You know, obviously suffered from, you know, things like turf toe and all the usual things singers go through. And yet still up on his legs, still belting out the hits forever now and, you know, the war is over, et cetera.
Well, that's a great source of inspiration for our artistic swimmers. Who's doing the choreography for them, HG, do we know?
Is it
Graham Murphy or someone of that ilk, or are they going for someone more water-specific, aqua-specific? And those aqua choreographers, they're rare as.
They are. It's a very dedicated craft.
Yeah.
Look, okay, what happens is team general manager Lucas, it's hard to pronounce his surname, but Celachone brings a unique outsider's perspective to the sport. Irish person, had previously been involved in high-performance programs in rugby and wrestling. Ideal qualifications, I would have thought, for
very much
artistic
so.
Swimming.
Yep.
Before joining the team 7 months ago, aid their Olympic preparations.
7 months is not long, is it?
Well, he's impressed at the team's toughness.
Yeah.
Not just physically, but mentally. Wrestling is tough. Rugby is tough. But it's over in a couple of hours. There's a six-minute match. Or rugby is over in 80 minutes. And you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Whereas artistic swimming, it never stops.
Yeah.
It's such a long grind. Yeah. And before I come to answer your question, have a look at their day. 6:30. They wake up and get ready to drive to the pool. 7:15, arrive at the pool and stretch. 7:30, that's not long, 7:15, 7:30, gym and gymnastics, ballet for flexibility up to three times a week. 8:30, second gym session, bench presses, chin-ups, deadlifts. 9 o'clock, first pool session. 12 o'clock, lunch by the pool, review the choreography as we've indicated. 12:30, second session, 1500, pool session ends. 1600, additional training for duet team members. 1700, most work part-time, job or study. So that's day after day, coping with obviously strains and bumps and, you know, illnesses along the way, for want of a better way of describing it. It's an incredible dedication.
It is, isn't it? It is.
And, of course, they're going up countries who have this as a part of their culture.
Yeah.
You know, whereas we have it as a sort of sideshow.
That's right. That's right. And often the athletes are patronised, as you say. It's not as if we treat them as heroes, and we should be treating them as heroes, shouldn't we?
We should. Yeah. Well, of course we should.
Yeah.
Coming to your question is that, Gina Reinhardt, this year with funding from Gina Reinhardt, the team is its first centralised base in Perth and full-time coach from Spain, 2012 Olympic bronze medalist Paula Klamberg-Roke.
Right.
Under the Klamberg-Roke, there's been radical changes, not only in terms of preparation, but in results. The team achieved its highest score and finish 8th at the Women's Team Technical at February's World Championship in Doha.
That's fantastic. They wouldn't have been doing the Barnsley story.
I think Barnsley's speaks a lot more to people in Paris than it does in Doha.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean, Barnsley would have been here many times with the chisel. And
of course.
Done big events.
Yes, that's right. Often if people just out in the streets here, HG, if I'm grabbing a coffee, will say to me, you're Australian, you know, in there. With their French accent, which I can't do. And I say, yes, I am. And they often say, how is Jimmy? Meaning Jimmy Barnes, I assume. And I say, he's been on the sick list, but he was operated on very, very recently. It might have been yesterday. And he's now pretty well.
And, of course, a lot of them, you know, spit out a line out of a song like, I left my heart to the Sappers Ground, Cape Town.
That's right.
But, of course, it takes you ages to work out that they're saying that.
But it's very hard for them to say frame trees, isn't it? They struggle with that one.
Well, we wish them all the luck because tomorrow it'll be a very nervous and hopefully successful day.
Yes, it will be. I'm very excited, HG, because after we get off air this evening, Paris time.
Yes.
Not only am I delivering the cheese to the boat, Gina's boat, I'm off to have a look at a mouse cheese factory. It's a very, I mean, you don't get huge quantities, obviously, but it's something I'm looking forward to seeing how they do the milking and the processing and what the end product tastes like.
Yeah. Are you expecting to get a kilo or a crumb?